The Iran nuclear deal is on life support this week. Iran announced yesterday that it would pull back from that 2015 agreement. The U.S. withdrew from it a year ago and put tougher sanctions on Iran, but the rest of the signatories held on to the deal. Now Iran is giving those countries 60 days to make good on their promise to help Iran's economy. Today, France, Germany, the U.K., and the EU all rejected the ultimatum. Alastair Burt is a member of parliament in the U.K., but he was a minister of state last year and was in the talks when the U.S. left the nuclear deal.
The deal was designed to prevent Iran going for a nuclear option, that being the very worst possible outcome in a region which is already beset with conflict and difficulty. The signatories believed that stopping Iran going for a nuclear option was in the best interests of all. The United Kingdom and other partners still believe that even though Iran's activities in other areas need curtailing, and we're absolutely with the United States on that, we believe it's better to keep attempting to do that and to work with Iran while the nuclear deal remains in place, but the United States has changed its opinion. So we see the 60 days as Iran's inevitable reaction to the United States walking away and the increased pressure upon it.
But if you want to stay in the game with Iran, then why reject the ultimatum?
Well, we have always made very clear that Iran should abide by the terms of the deal. We are still in the deal. We haven't changed our position. So why should Iran? We are working to convey to the Iranians the importance of staying within the deal, because if they really do break it, and up to now they haven't, so long as the deal stays in place, this is something which protects us all.
If you had your druthers, would you have Iran sit tight, hang in with the agreement, and you and the other European signatories to the deal would do something to really relieve their pain with the sanctions and open up the kind of oil and banking sector?
To a point, yes. The problem of trying to devise an alternative financial mechanism to enable trade to continue is that so many of the world's financial structures involve the United States. It makes companies away from the United States but have dealings with the United States very wary. If they trade with Iran, then the United States will act against them. There is no way that the other partners can mitigate the overall effect on the economy that U.S. sanctions has, particularly the sanctions on oil. What we would do is symbolically, by staying engaged, say to Iran, you do have partners, but in return for this, Iran has to recognize it. It needs to take some action too.
Alastair Burt, I wonder if you're worried. I mean, I wonder if you think the remaining signatories can work this out.
The short answer to your question is, I don't know. The consequences of Iran following through on its ultimatum, acting in breach of the agreement, which would cause the rest of the partners to leave the JCPOA, none of that helps the situation in the region. It doesn't change Iran's behavior. It puts it more into a corner. I don't think anyone in the region wants to contemplate a further war. Nobody wins wars now. All you see is massive damage to economies and to people over a lengthy period of time. But how do you descale the mutual threat that each feels? Don't think for a moment Iran does not itself feel under threat in the region, and it acts accordingly. But in doing so, it makes itself threatening to others, and we have to find a way to work through that.
Alastair Burt, member of the British Parliament and former minister with the UK's Foreign Office. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.